fans, welcome to Brain Cells, ang inyong unfiltered, uncensored, relatable podcast for the restless and sabaw minds of Pinoy young professionals. And we are your podcast hosts. My name is Brain Cell Hillary, ang inyong green mommy talakera.
And I'm Brain Cell Lucy, the strong but softly independent brain cell.
And I'm Brain Cell Ranray, ang isungit na public servant who's trying to pass as an artist.
Teka, bakit parang... Uy guys, kulang tayo.
OMG, wala si Aiko.
We can't start without her. Anong nangyari?
Guys, wait. Mukhang hindi yata siya makakarating, guys.
Wala, paano yan? Paano yung second episode? Eh, wala siya.
Teka. Inaisip ako. Why not?
Don't tell me. Are you serious? Hindi nga. Seryoso ka ba?
Wait. Parang naiisip ko yung naiisip nyo. I mean, he's one call away, right? Pwede naman siguro? Since wait. Our fellow Brain Cell Aiko couldn't make it, maybe it's a good call that we call for a backup. Right?
Yes. Buti na lang always ready tong isang Brain Cell na to. Eh. Sino nga ba tong Pokemon na to?
Well, sino pa ba, di ba? Di none other than our very own graphic artist. Oh, introduce yeah! yourself.
Ayan na. Okay.
Hi!
Hello! Oh, introduce yourself, pare.
Hello, guys. I'm Arnold, your kuyang wanderer. Medyo behind the scene na graphics designer ng book.
Alright, buti na lang no, nandito si Arnold. Kundi no, tatlo lang po tayo nila Andre. Nila Andre at Hillary. So,
Hindi siya sanay. Hindi siya sanay. Kasi sabi dun sa hindi script, Randre lang eh.
Parang laging Hillary kasi.
Nag-loading. Hindi siya sanay ng Randre lang. Laging may kuya yon.
Binubuking ako ng bunga nga ako eh. Parang gusto niya yata magkahan. Charot! Ayan.
Oy. Baka makalimutan yung purpose natin dito.
Ayan na. So, bago tayo magsimula, magkamustahan muna tayo. So, guys, ano bang pangyayari sa inyo this week na pinaka-paborito nyo at bakit? Talk Miss Universe.
Okay. Dahil ako ay trying to pass as an artist, after almost 2 months, na-deliver na yung aking drawing display na binili.
Yeah.
So, di ba?
Yan. Siya,
di ba?
Saya.
So, yan. So, dahil na-deliver siya, medyo naging productive naman ako. So, nag-drawing ako mga 5 beses. 2 lang ang natapos.
Productive ka, girl. Charot.
Oh, ikaw naman. As fellow artist, Arn, ano naman ang sayo?
So, yun sa akin naman is, nagkaroon kami ng parang family bonding dito sa amin. So, ang ginawa ng kuya ko is nagwalis-malis siya sa amin. Tapos ang ginawa niya, naglatag siya ng karton sa ilalim ng puno. Tapos noon na kami nagsipagtulugan. Tapos pagkagising, naglaro na lang ng baraha, konti. Tapos yun, okay na rin.
So, nagsipagtulugan.
Oh, farm life.
Parang sero. Masaya sa feeling. Parang asherp naman ng girl. Sa ilalim lang ng puno. Ay, wala feeling.
Maglalatag nga ako dun.
Maglatag na ako mamaya dito.
Invite ko kayo. Malapit lang naman kayo.
Oo. Event.
Sana all malapit, di ba?
At bakura.
Kayo ni Arnold.
Actually, may puno dito sa amin sa likod. Pero mamaya, baka pag naglatag ako, pag gising ko, yung mga manok na yung mga katabi ko. Marami kasi manok-manok yung papa ko.
Talaga ayan. Si Mario may mga manok eh, no?
Ayan. So, what am I grateful for? Ako naman. Siguro yung podcast. Yeah. Feeling ko ito. De, seryoso. I'm grateful for what we're having now. Kasi it's finally taking off. Like, it's one of my dreams to really make this happen. And parang alam mo yun, parang feeling ko na naginip ako na we're actually doing this right now. And it feels so good na... Yung mga hobbies ko dati, I have so many things in line before na tinigil ko gawin dati. Pero going back to who I really am and what I really want, it feels so fulfilling. Like, biruin nyo guys, no? Just a few days lang tayo nag-launch. And we already have like a lot of followers, like a lot of listeners, and we have like over 100 downloads. So maraming salamat sa lahat ng mga sumusuporta sa amin. Yay! So
yun, teka, di ako informed.
May palakpak pala. Pak. Ikaw ba at Hillary? What are you grateful for?
Actually, same tayo ng what we're thankful for. Kasi nga, gaya nga lang sabi nyo sa bonus episode natin eh, ako yung nagsimula. Ako yung may pakana kung bakit magkakaroon tayo ng podcast. Kumbaga, naituloy lang talaga ni Lucila dahil nga mas influential siya sa akin. Pero yun, maganda yung nakaka-motivate lalo na nakikita yung stats ng podcast natin. But mostly, I'm thankful for, or actually grateful for this week. Kasi mga tatlong beses na yata tatlong beses na siya nakapag-volunteer for COVID-19 task force. So, parang nakaka-proud. Sana ako din kaya ko, kaso physically, hindi ako pwede.
Your moral support is welcome.
Moral support lang ako, ganun. Taga-pakain sa kanya.
Sa mga nagtatanong po ng ambag namin, ano ambag nyo? Gusi. Gusi lang po, charot.
Silak po ang mga puso namin. So, yun po yung ambag namin. Anyway, so, guys, congratulations because this marks as our second episode for our first series of this month. So, it's all about expectations. So, since nandito naman na tayo sa portion na ito at nandito na tayo sa episode na to, dako naman tayo ngayon sa, alam nyo na, share ko lang. So, sino mag-volunteer dyan as tribute para mag-share ng kanilang experiences regarding expectations or the lessons they learned the hard way through their expectations? Sino?
Mag-volunteer pa? Alam nyo naman na... Alam niyo naman na ako na yung unang alay, mga langya kayo.
Hindi ko pa alam. Teka lang. Titignan ko lang sa yung script.
Sige, i-delete ko muna sa yung script. Uunahin kita.
Sige. Okay. Charot. Go, volunteer ka na.
Hashtag share ko na. O, ayan, ito na. So, before tayo dumako sa kung ano yung sagot ko, kasi medyo maguloy utak ko talaga actually. Kung ano nga ba yung sagot ko doon. So, let's define first kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng expectation. So, ayun. Reporting, sis. So,
our point of view.
Papalitan ko na yung mga prof niya. Ako muna. Just. So, ayun nga kay Miriam. Sabi niya,
alam ko sino yung preference mo.
Ayun po, kay Maring Miriam.
Kala mo kung anong theory, ano?
Tara, sabi. Sige, go.
Sabi ni Mare, expectations, a strong belief that something will happen or will be the case in the future. Pak-pak ganern. Hindi po kasama yung pak-pak ganern sa definition. Anyways, tawa ko na tawa. Okay, so just to give you guys a little bit of a background of who I am. I am an overachiever type of person. So, given na overachiever ako, perfectionist, I like setting high expectations. So, it's like, it's almost impossible for me to set low expectations because I'm so used at this idea of overachieving things. I get easily scared. I get easily scared and anxious when I don't know where things are going to be. So, as a response, I mean, to respond to that, what I do is that I set expectations so that I could just have some things to visualize kung ano yung magiging kahihinatnan ng mga bagay-bagay. And answering that question of whether it's better to set lower or higher expectations, it's still a dilemma for me. Should I set lower expectations just so I could make myself feel contented or happy? Or should I set higher expectations so that I will not compromise with the standards that I want to have? So, yun yung constant na dilemma ko sa isip-isip ko. Kaya, actually, I don't have an answer in my mind right now. Like, I kept thinking whether setting low expectations will give me an illusion of contentment and happiness. I have this idea kasi, if you haven't heard it yet. Wow, if you haven't heard it yet. It's something which I learned from our university before. It's called the Rosenthal effect. Wow. May mga naaalala ko. May mga naaalala.
Ano maaalala yan ha? Kung ano mang theory yan. Psychology ba yun?
Di ko na pag-aralan yan. I'm very sure di ko na pag-aralan yan sa UP. Diyos.
Pero yan.
Mga taga-UP talaga eh.
Yan, mga taga-UP. Dami kayong alam-alam. Charot.
Oo, oh, yan. Yeah.
Makainis.
I kind of find it useful para sa akin na. So, yun nga, it's also known as Pygmalion effect. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's a phenomenon whereby you set higher expectations so that you are led to increase your performance. And then yung contrast naman nun, yung Golem effect, which in if you're setting low expectations, you are more inclined or it like impairs you to have this subordinate performance. So I have this kind of thinking to always set higher expectations to, you know, create that Pygmalion effect in my life. Parang ginaganahan ka kasi. Like, say, for example, if people are, for me, ah, because I'm an overachiever type of person, I love the challenge of people expecting so much from me. Like, it gets me motivated to live up to that expectation. And so parang naging ganun yung habit ko when it comes to other people as well. And I find that kind of hard to answer this question because since this is how I perceive expectations, yung mahirap lang kasi when you're setting high expectations in regards to other people. Like, say for example, if ako pinaperceive ko long-term relationship with this person and he doesn't perceive it in that way, it's hard and it leads to disappointment. And I think the most important key is for you to communicate that expectation na just to make sure that you are matched with one another. I'm not a big fan of setting low expectations given the personality that I have. And it came to the point na, okay, I gave in. Like, I gave in our relationship. I started lowering down my expectations and I came to that point that I no longer expected anything. Like, sige, okay lang kung hindi mo ako kayang puntahan. Or, sige, okay lang if you don't wanna treat me this way, like how I wanted to be treated. So I came to that point na wala na akong expectations in our relationship. But that led me to having less motivation in our relationship. And it kind of gave me this illusion of contentment. Like, okay, I'm setting myself in lower expectations sa relationship namin. But at the same time, it has done me more hurt than contentment, I guess so. Because I feel like I was settling for something that I feel that hindi ko deserve na already. Like, I'm just setting that bar so low so that I could just, you know, justify why I am okay with this. And I realized after that na, for me, na it's okay to set high expectations, I guess. Like, it's okay for me to be disappointed. Like, I'm better off being disappointed than settling for something that is less. I think it all boils down to the question on what is your aim in your life. Like, say for example, if your aim is to be just be contented, I guess it's okay for you to set lower expectations. But if yung goal mo is improvement or something like to keep the value of your standards, then I guess it's okay to have high expectations. But I think it all kind of boils down to having the balance of the two. Like, be considerable. Like, ask yourself, is it realistic expectation? Like, situate yourself on where do you stand in that life? Para hindi ka rin yung tipong nagja-jump into expectations na, okay, kakadate mo lang sa tao na to, tas biglang in-envision mo yung sarili mo na mapapakasalan mo yung person. So I think it's very important that you situate yourself in that part. Like, where do I stand with this person? So that you set yourself in a realistic expectation as well. It's okay to set high expectations if that person is, kunwari, 1 year na kayo or 2 years na kayo and whatnot. Like, I think that's reasonable to envision the future with that person. I guess that's it. You just have to communicate your expectation for that person. As for me, I don't want to compromise my standards. That's why I am setting high expectations. So like for me, I'm better off being disappointed than settling for something that's less. Kayo ba? Like, what is your take on this, Kuya Randre?
Siguro gusto ko munang banggitin yung experiences ko sa expectations bago ko sabihin mismo yung take ko on expectations itself, if it should be high or it should be low. So, lumaki ako, nasimulat sa pool, wala pagkabata, mataas ang expectation sa akin. Ang problema siguro nun, for me, is kapag hindi ko na-meet yung expectations na yun, like, dapat mataas ang grades mo, dapat mataas ang score mo sa exams, dapat nananalo ka sa mga contest na sinasalihan. So, when I meet those expectations, lalo na nung medyo nagsisimula pa lang ako, no? I mean, wala pa talaga, hindi pa talaga lumalabas yung mga hilig ko. Yung susunod lang ako sa lahat ng sasabihin sa akin, I was able to meet those expectations. Like, nasa top naman, tapos sabay achieving, like, nananalo sa mga contest hanggang division level, mga ganun. Pero, kasi, abang tumatagal, namumulat yung isipan mo sa mga ibang bagay na things na you're getting interested into. Kaso nga lang, yung expectations kasi sa akin, wala dun eh. Nandito. Tapos yung interest ko nandito. Yung expectations sa akin nandito. And it's so high. Mataas siya. When I started failing those expectations, I started doubting myself. So, hindi ko nami-meet yung expectations. Ganto lang ba talaga ako? Ganyan. So, yung mga bibo kids ng bata, like, pag mataas ang expectations sa kanila, eventually, they burn out. Yung mga child geniuses, tapos pagdating nila ng pagtanda, what happened to them? Alam mo yun, parang may burnout na nangyayari because of the high expectations being directed to them. Tapos pag hindi nila na-meet, hindi sila sanay for failures. Hindi ako sanay na I'm failing. Hindi ako sanay na ganito. Sanay na ganyan. Hanggang sa yung expectations nila sa'yo, bumaba. And yung expectations mo rin sa sarili mo, bumaba. And it's not necessarily a good thing. Lalo na kapag yung expectations mo sa sarili mo ang bumababa. Kasi ang nangyayari is binababa mo yung value mo. So that's what happened sa akin. Parang binababa ko yung valuation ko as a person. Kasi hindi ko na kayang yung mga expectations na isinet para sa akin. Ang napagtanto ko is ang pag-set ng expectations, eh, depende sa bagay.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi siya dapat laging mataas at hindi rin siya dapat laging mababa. Usually, sa relationship talaga, we set high of expectations kasi we think we deserve it. Pero may mga bagay, pag naintindihan natin mabuti, may mga factors sa relationship natin na dapat hindi tayo nagsiset ng higher standards. Though, sabihin na natin, hindi kasi siya masyadong ganito, itong partner mo. So, medyo bababaan mo lang ng konti to an extent that is acceptable. So, yun yung mahalagang term dito eh. Yung acceptable factor. So, ano yung limit mo kung hanggang saan mo lang kayang ibaba yung expectations? Kasi anything lower than that, is destructive para sa sarili mo. So anyway, dako naman tayo sa ating guest host, oh, 'di ba? So yes. Ikaw, ano naman ang take mo dito sa expectations?
So ang take ko doon is kasi nakadepende kasi yun sa pagkakataon doon sa kanila. Nagkaroon ako ng girlfriend sa Baguio and sinubukan namin illegal yung relationship namin. So seryoso naman kasi talaga ako sa relasyon niya. So, parang in-vision ko na, yun nga, na siya na yung sa huli, siya na yung papakasalan. Ang nangyari, yung tatay niya yung nag-set na expectation sa akin. Kasi nalaman niya na tambay lang ako ngayon, yung anak niya is Yung only child niya na nag-aaral sa Babel. Na, matalino naman kasi talaga. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, wala kang pangarap sa buhay. Tapos sa anak ko pa talaga ikaw nakita. Ano? Lumakit sa buhay. So, umpisa ng araw na yun, yung sinabi niya sa akin yun. Sabi ko, hindi pwedeng ganito na lang. Kailangan ko mag-grow sa akin. So, nakapag-decide ako na mag-aral ulit. Para lang dun sa taong yun. So, ang nangyari, nag-aral ako, makipag-iwalay naman siya.
Ayun lang. Ayun lang.
Get over na ako, tapos bigla ka sasakit sa ulo.
Sabi niya kasi, parang, ano ko, nakabasa ta na. In long story short, nakahanap siya ng iba. Tapos parang, ang nangyari pa nun, para makapag-aral ako, kailangan ko pa magsinungaling sa mga, ano, sa pamilya ko. Kasi yun yung nagsabi ako na, ma, mag-aaral ulit ako. Sabihin mo sa father side. Kasi yung father side namin, which is sila sana yung susuporta sa akin. Tapos sabi ko, ah, sige, yung nagsabi na ako naman, mag-education ka na, sabi sa akin. Pinipilit nila na mag-educ ako. Sabi ko, ayoko ng educ. Kung gusto niyo mag-educ, hindi kayo nalang mag-aral. Sabi, pinapatayan ko sila ng cellphone. Tapos yung huling tawag, sabi ko, ako pagalit. Gusto ko na mag-aral, ako pagalit. Tapos, yung ano, yung huling tawag nila, sige, mag-educ ako. Sabi ko, ipadala niyo na lang yung pang-enroll. So, ang ginawa ko, dahil si Raulo akong bata, nag-enroll ako ng IP.
Dahil si Raulo. Okay, tapos.
You've been pranked.
Psych!
Hindi nila alam yun. Isang sem. Hindi nila alam na isang sem akong IT. Ano ba talaga ang course mo? Sabi sa akin. Tapos doon ko na sinabi after one sem. So, nagalit na naman sila kasi nga hindi na naman daw ako sumusunod. So, mula sa mataas na expectation ko sa sarili ko na matatapos ko to, na magkakaroon ako ng growth. Meron ako yung pagmamanaki bago pa nila malaman. In-stop nila yung pagpapara sa akin. Na hindi nila sinabi muna sa magulang ko na mag-stop muna yung anak mo kasi hindi sa. So, sinabi nila direct sa akin na huwag ka na mag-aral. Humawak na sa akin na mentor naman is yung isa sa head ng, ay isa sa naging head ng test na mismo ng Zambales, ng Musa, si Sir Onye, na no? Assessor pa rin. Oh, assessor siya ng tatlong qualification ng Zambales. So, siya yung naging mentor ko nun. So, yung expectation na nabini, ng amo ko dati na iset mo ng mataas, kahit na alam mo sa sarili mo na hindi mo maabot talaga or may maliit lang na chance na ma-achieve mo yung expectation na yun, is ang maganda doon, pagkatapos ng mahabang struggle mo, makikita mo lahat ang dinaanan mo, marami ka pa rin mapupulot na hindi mo inakalang magkakaroon ka. Yun yung pinaka nagustuhan ko sa ano, sa naging mentor ko. So, nakadepende palagi sa akin sa pagkakataon. Set expectation ng mataas, set mo din yung pag-appreciate mo ng maliit lang. So, yun sa akin. Dapat tayo kay Madam.
Madam? Madam Hillary.
Madam Hillary.
Taka lang ah.
To shine.
So, for me, tatlong hati yung I divide expectation into three parts. So, there's expectation for myself and then there's an expectations from other people for myself and then my expectations of them or for them. So, for me, do I set high expectations? Let's unahin natin yung para sa sarili ko ah. Kasi growing up, umipiyok-piyok pa ako. Growing up, so nakaka-relate nga ako sa kwento ni Landre kanina na as a child, or actually even with Lucila, overachiever din ako actually. Kung saan-saan ako in-enroll lang nanay ko. Swimming, ballet, soccer, singing, tennis, Tahitian dance, as in yung may pearly-pearly shell pa kami.
Pearly shell. Yung mga nakikipag-compete ka pa ng spaghetti pababa, mga gunner.
Oo. Tapos, may one time, kwento ko lang, share ko lang din naman, nag-grocery kami ni Mama sa Royal Duty Free. Tapos, nakita namin si Corina Sanchez. Friends, windang ako kay Mama. Pinatula niya sa akin yung captain, my captain, sa harap ni Corina Sanchez.
Totoo ba?
Oo. Tapos, syempre proud na proud yung nanay ko kasi nga, number one expectation niya talaga sa akin eh. Yung laging nasa top, matalino talaga ako, vivo-vivo kid ako, walang hiya sa kahit anong, saan mo siya ilagay, walang hiya, ganun. Mm-mm. So, kapag pinasayaw, sasayaw. Kapag pinalangoy, lalangoy.
Ayan.
Kapag pinakanta, kakanta. Hindi pwedeng hindi ka mag-Britney Spears dyan at mag-split kapag ano. So, yun yung expectations ng mama ko sa akin. And growing up, dahil nga may ganung expectation yung magulang, mama ko, kasi dalawa lang naman talaga kami ni mama, tumataas din yung expectations ko for myself. Mm-hmm. So, as in, kailangan perfect yung exam ko, kailangan laging 9 of 9 lahat ng grades ko. So, growing up, mataas yung expectations nga na magaya nga na sabi ni Arnold, na yung mga minsan tumataas ang expectations, then minsan mawawala kasi nga mag-give up na sila sa'yo dahil hindi mo na maaabot yung expectation nila. So, yun. I think it's a cycle para sa akin. Expectations are a cycle. It goes up and down and then, you know, goes everywhere. I mean, it goes up and down. Pwedeng mawala expectation mo sa isang tao kasi tumaas yung disappointment mo sa kanila. Or tumaas yung expectations mo sa kanila kasi ang dami mong feeling mo malaki yung potential nila. So, this word potential, yan yung lagi mo maririnig bilang bata ka. Na, ang laki ng potential ng anak mo. Pwede yan maging artist. Pwede yan mag-Miss Universe.
Ayan, marami na tayong mga naloko sa ganyan.
Oo, it's a scam. It's a scam, sis. Sobrang nakakainis yung pwede mag-Miss Universe yan. Where am I right now?
5'2", pak. Bawal sa'yo.
Diba?
Hanggang diba? Dito ka lang.
Oo. So, the thing about expectations is that you either discover your limitations or you discover that you are limitless. Wow. I think ka, wala naman yatang taong limitless. I think lahat naman ng tao may hangganan. And yun yung minsan hindi nare-realize ng mga tao na overachiever. Na kapag alam nilang pinalaki sila na at pinaniwala sila na matalino sila, pinaniwala sila magaling sila. And then, pagdating na nila ng college, ah, marunong lang pala ako. So, parang, ah, okay. Dun na tayo nawawalan ng tawag dito? Nawawalan ng expectations or na parang nawawalan ng pag-asa or nadi-dishearten. Kasi nga, you keep failing from all these expectations. You keep failing to meet these expectations. Kaya nga, kinakatakot ko nga eh na sana hindi ako maging katulad ng nanay ko na sobrang taas ng unrealistic expectations na yung binibigay sa anak. Sana hindi ganon. Hopefully.
Sabi pero, nga, di ba, sabi ko nga, di ba, kailangan yung acceptable lang.
Yes. Acceptable. Yes. Hindi yung irrational.
And expectations. Achievable. Saka ka na magtaas.
Yun. Maganda ang expectations, if you're setting expectations level by level or step by step. Na once you achieve this level, oh, sige, level up tayo ulit. Tapos level up ulit kapag na-achieve mo. And then pag hindi mo na siya ma-achieve, ah, okay, here's my limitations. And that's where you have to accept it yourself. Kasi there are times that we are so obsessed with the word perfection or sobrang obsessed natin na, ay, kailangan kong magawa to. To the point na kapag hindi natin siya nagagawa ng tama at hindi natin siya, alam mo yun, hindi natin naabot yung expectations, titigil tayo. Yan, dyan pumapasok yung mga artists, sorry sa mga fellow artists dito, na nagsimula and then biglang tatama rin na kasi hindi na nila naabot yung expectations nila. So, ganun yung nangyari sa akin nung college ako. Ganun din nangyari sa akin nung elementary ako at saka nung high school ako. So, yun. So, expectations, sabi nga, could either let you know your limitations or let you know your capabilities. And if you're too perfectionist or masyado mataas yung pursuit or ambitions mo for perfection, it will only hold you back. And it will also give you more disappointments in life. And sometimes, ito yung iniisip ko na dahilan kung bakit mataas ang mental health issues ng mga tao ngayon. Yun, that's my share ko lang.
It's a good thing, no? Right? Like, we had different perspectives from this share ko lang. Like, me coming from a person who believes setting high expectations and yung sinabi nga ni Arna na na-challenge din siya. And also coming from Brain Cell Randre and Hillary. So it's a good thing that we're having a different mix of takes in terms of that. And what I'm taking away from this is that yung toxic no Filipino culture that we have na karaniwang ginagawa ng parents or from other people as well. And I think it all boils down to appropriating your expectations. Like, it's okay for you to set expectations as long as you consider what that other person want. Like, say, for example, this person wants it this way and ikaw nagsiset ka ng expectation. Eh, in the first place, hindi naman gusto ng tao na yun. And yung sinabi kanina ni Ate Hillary, it's a good thing that she pointed it out. Let us celebrate yung mga small victories that we have. Like, it's okay for you to set high expectations, pero have it leveled like a ladder. Like, you can't expect yourself to draw a Mona Lisa painting when you're just starting out learning how to draw. So, you have to take a step back and take it at your own pace. Do not be too frustrated because you cannot do that instant Mona Lisa painting. But just realize that it's a process. Like, everything's a process in our life.
Actually, sinabi rin siya kanina ni Arnold na appreciate the small things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you learn to appreciate the small things, then you will know what happiness is really about. So, high expectations, gaya nga rin ulit ng sinabi ni Arnold, high expectations is a sign that there is still room for growth. Mm-hmm. And it sets your limitations nga.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun. May tanong ako.
Yes.
Yes, go.
Kasi, naalala ko yung Pygmalion effect. Diba?
Yeah.
Na, if you set high expectations, o yung phenomenon na yun, eh,
yeah, you're living.
Paano nga ulit yung Pygmalion?
Okay.
So, yung mahihila ka.
Tayo, mga kababayan. So, Pygmalion effect, yun yung phenomenon na when you set higher expectations, you tend to increase your performance.
Yon, increase your performance. Ewan ko akong naalala nyo to sa mga professor nyo. May lagi silang sinasabi, hindi ko alam kung sinasabi sa mga professor din ni Arnold at ni Landry. May mga sinasabi sila na, expect nyo na kasi na mataas, makauno kayo para kapag mababa yung grade, kapag nakakuha kayo ng 1.25, okay lang. Parang, for me, it doesn't work. Parang baligtad para sa akin.
Feeling ko it depends, no? Sa tao talaga din. Kasi ako, I love the challenge. Like, I get motivated by that. But I think for some other people, like, they get frustrated. I do get frustrated as well. But I love the challenge when the bars are high for me.
So iba-iba yung, yung capacity ng bawat tao to accommodate the stress ng high expectations. So, pwede ring mataas nga yung expectations na to, pero siguro, depende kung how that expectation is being perceived ng tao.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pwede namang mas kaya niya pala ng mas mataas, pero apparently dito sa mas mababa, napaprustrate siya. We really don't know. Nasa tao yung response to the stimulus.
And yung kanina sinabi natin, no? Pati yung binanggit ni Ate Hillary, that we should consider it as levels. The difficult thing and the tricky part about expectations is that we're not all at the same levels of everything. Like, I could be at the process na, okay, nasa stage 7 na ako, say for example, of in that field or whatnot. And some people are just starting out. Katulad nga na sinabi rin kanina ni Arnold, no? Right, yung about the resources. He has limited resources when it comes to IT. So, it's you have to set your expectations appropriated dun sa resources ng tao or what level he or she is at. So I think it's a good thing that we are pointing that out. Like, it's okay to set that kind of expectation, but make sure that it's appropriated sa tao. I think that's why some people get frustrated as well because they're just starting out to learn some things and they are being expected na dapat ito na agad. People who are giving expectations to other people have to take a step back and try to situate kung appropriate ba yung sineset nilang expectations sa ibang tao. Because it's a process for everyone and not everyone is at the same stage or level.
Siguro dyan din papasok yung expectations what do you call this? Yung we can't expect others to change for your for your standards, actually. The only thing we can depend on successfully changing are our attitude towards them.
Totoo yan. I learned things the hard way as well. Like, say for example, you can't make a person stay by loving them harder. Right? It's a common experience that we have. I learned it the hard way as well.
Tingnan mo si Arnold. Pupunta ng bago yan.
Ay, ako rin. Mga walang oras
yung biyahe. Wow! Yung mga bumabiyahe ng Baguio pa dyan.
Oh, legit. Like, every 4 months yata. 8 hours yung biyahe. And imagine, I have... ang tagal. So...
Minsan masisiraan pa yung bus.
Mm-hmm. So, because I am putting out so much effort para dun sa tao na yun, I am setting high expectations for him na he'll do something in return. Ito na nga yung sinasabi natin na you have to match and communicate things kung ano ba yung gusto ng other person. Kasi ikaw, maybe sineseryoso mo, pero it doesn't match or he doesn't believe na, okay, magtatagal to. Like, he doesn't believe na for marriage na yung relationship nyo. And you believe it in the other way, na it's for marriage. So, I think it's better na you communicate na ito kasi yung gusto ko mangyari for us and whatnot. And kayo naman, yung mga sa mga tao na hindi naman ganun yung gusto nyo mangyari, magpakatotoo naman kayo. Magpakatotoo naman kayo. Like, kung hindi niya sa seryoso yun, sabihin niyo, hindi yung charot, humugot.
Kapag hindi niya,
kami pa ba kausap mo?
Kapag hindi kaya, lalo na sa kapag isang romantic relationship, if hindi kaya nung, hindi mo kayang ibigay, tell the person, communicate it.
Yes.
Kasi kapag hindi mo kinomunicate, hindi nyo masasolve yung problem.
That's why we get disappointed because yung mga other people, they're scared to admit the yung reality or yung limitations nila dun sa other person. That's why we get disappointed because we don't get the chance to adjust our expectations of the other person kasi hindi natin alam kung nasan yung hangganan ng isang tao. So, yun yung key sa relationship. Like, if this is, kung ito lang yung kaya ko, then tell me. And then, kung if I'm okay with that, then we will pursue this. So, I think that's one of the key things. Like, yun nga, you know, yung sinabi ni Kuya Randre, na you communicate it so that you can accordingly adjust each other's expectation. And in that way, we limit or nababawasan natin yung disappointments natin.
Oh, pasok na tayo sa ating segment na tinatawag natin, Mema lang, kung saan tayo
yes.
ay... tanong sa ating mga followers kung ano ang masasabi nila or ano yung mga lessons learned the hard way nila regarding expectations, may it be low or high. So, sino ang ating unang nag-share?
Unang ally si Randre. Before
ally.
That, shout-out
okay.
Ay, oo.
Oh, nakalimutan natin yes. yung mga nagpapa-shout-out. So, shout-out lang kanila Jess, Frances Navarro, Jesse Mendoza, and sa podcast na The Miss Reads. Ayan.
Hello, Miss Reads.
May promo for po na pala tayo, no?
Yeah. Muunlad yeah. ang kabuhayan.
So, tungkol ba saan ang Miss Reads? Ah, di ba? Nakita ba natin kung tungkol saan? Ang Miss Reads is, it's a book review
mm-hmm.
on... Book review.
hindi kami bookworm, charot.
It's
a book review on books that they have read. And pwede yeah, yata tayo mag-request ng books, no?
Mm-hmm. I actually, nag-request na ako sa kanila ng
books.
So
kaya so, nag-react ako sa story nila, sabi ko, The Alchemist, tapos nandun sa listahan ng ano nila. Mm. Diba? So May 24 at 25 yata nila i-review yung The Alchemist. Alam na alam.
So, if you're a bookworm, guys, no? If, kung mga bookworm na mga listeners namin dyan, if you want them to review the books that you are reading or gusto nyong basahin, just feel free to message them. It's, I think, The Miss Reads. That's THEMISSREADS. No space, lowercase. That's on IG. Yeah.
Yes. Hello. Pero just remember ha, mas mahilig sila sa fantasy. So
escape yes. the reality. So Arnold, may sasabihin ka ba?
Habon muna ako ng isang shout out. Kasi nang humabol siya ngayon lang, sabi niya pa shout out naman kay Sir Jello. So si Sir Jello is siya yung makulit sa page natin na actually natatuwa ako sa huli niyang ginawa kasi sumali siya sa laban ng mga frontliners. So as a teacher ng Primsu, nag-collect siya ng mga donation and other stuff na which is itinutulong niya ngayon sa ibang tao. So follow niyo siya sa subscribe kayo sa page niya sa YouTube, which is Sir Jello, G-E-L-O.
Yes, dami nating shoutouts.
Sir Jello.
Dami nating partnerships. Oh my God.
Baka naman, Chos.
Baka naman.
Baka naman susunod, sponsorship na.
Ang aga pa, ang aga pa.
Ito na, well, na tayo sa ano natin, Mema.
So this one, itong Mema lang na ito ay from Paolo Legian Caponpon. Okay. Sana I pronounced the name right. So for him, it's lower expectations. Kapag masyadong mataas ang expectations mo, tapos di mo na-meet, masyadong masakit ang pagbagsak. Unlike ng lower expectations, somehow you are already prepared for failures. This one is general aspect daw from a teacher's perspective. So, teacher ba ang ating Sir Paolo?
Yes. Hi, Teacher Paolo.
Oo. So, tama siguro no, na may point talaga siya na lower expectations. No? Pero sa nabasa natin, hindi siya uberly low eh. Hindi talaga siya sobrang baba. It's an achievable expectation. And if you exerted, kapag na-exceed mo, actually, you're improving. So, okay din yung kanyang concept dito regarding setting lower expectations, no? May response dyan, Lucila. Meron pa ba?
From Brady Mike. So, itong sabi niya, it's best to set higher expectation. Dahil yan ang magpapataas ng iyong moral sa sarili at the same time, once mataas ang iyong expectations, lalawak din ang isip mo sa mga bagay-bagay. Dahil, despite the limitations, walang imposible basta gusto mo makuha. What led me to answer this question? May mga nag-criticize din kasi sa ability ko, pero ginawa kong motivation para makuha yung gusto ko. Pa-shoutout nga pala sa FB page ko, Siargao.BrodyMike, and YouTube channel na din, John Michael Berte. Soon to launch, Siargao Photography and Filmmaking. This is our tour guide sa Siargao.
Wow! Yeah, maabot tayo na Siargao!
Pack gunner! So kung makikita niyo yung DP ko sa IG or sa FB and my photo sa Siargao, he took all of that. So it's really nice, right? Alam niyo, ang
gulo nakaganon.
Ang gulo ng Chene Barco.
Tama ba ganito yung angulo nun, no?
Right? Mga ganyan. Oo, he's really nice. So, check out his page. It's Siargao.BrodyMike and YouTube channel. Ayan. Next naman is from Kuya Arn. From Kuya Arn. Si Kuya Arn magbabasa, hindi mula sa kanya.
So, meron tayo dito mula kay Liam or Liam.
Yeah, Liam.
Sabi niya is, haven't been in a relationship to back this up with an evidence po, but I've seen enough around me to prove that a person should not compromise with lower expectation, just so all of it would be met. We don't have to be ones who adjust to the standards of the world. We should set our own. Aha, higher but realistic. Dito, mas maganda nga daw talaga na realistic yung bagay yung expectation natin.
But she also pointed out na do not settle for, na, yes, don't just compromise and have lower expectations just for the sake of an illusion chenis. Illusion chenis? Okay, I guess we have a lot more from Ate Hillary, for Ate Hillary to mention.
Actually, oo. Ang daming nagre-respond sa personal actually to. Tapos yung iba naman sa sarili natin page. Anyway, these are short naman, so okay lang. So, once again, hi CJ. Thank you for listening to us and thank you for your support and follow and like sa aming lahat ng social media handles namin.
Hi,
so, CJ says, low expectations are better. That way, you'll never be disappointed and it's not like I like thinking that way. It's just the safest way. Mm-hmm. So, for her, mas gusto niya may safety net. Gusto niya na safe siya sa mga magiging decisions niya in life. So, she always sets a lower expectation. Kasi nga, having high expectations and never achieving them, you know, leads to disappointment nga for her. So, yun. And next is from Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hello.
Maria. Lower expectations, less hurt kasi. Learned it the hard way. Alam mo naman yan. Sabi niya sa akin. Alam mo rin yan.
alam natin yan.
Alam natin yan kung bakit lower expectations din siya. I guess people who encountered a lot of heartbreaks a lot of disappointments in life tend to have lower expectations kasi ayaw na nila maulit yung sakit na maramdaman ulit. So lastly, ito naman, ito yung medyo nahiwalay sa decision nilang dalawa. This is from Tisha. Hi, Tisha. In my life, a lot of people might say I'm lucky since everything I want goes my way. There might be some bumps on the road, but in the end, I always get what I want. My experience in getting what I want has led me to the conclusion that you will attract what you expect. I got into the university I wanted because I expected myself to study there. I graduated in 7 years because instead of expecting to finish in 6 or 8 years, I predicted it would happen in 7 years. I say predicted, but that is most likely what attracted me because I kept saying I will graduate after 7 years of college. Siguro na-experience yun to sa sarili nyo, no? Yung paulit-ulit yung sasabihin sa sarili nyo na ito yung mangyayari, ito yung mangyayari, ito yung mangyayari. And then it really happens. And there's a book. And there's a book about
Law of Attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Law of Attraction.
Yes. Siguro you attract things to yourself based on your mindset.
Mm-hmm. Siya, ano siya, high achiever si Tisha. High achiever siya. Yeah. And she graduated as a veterinarian na siya ngayon, actually. So, yes. Parang she expects a lot of good things to happen in her life. And it happens to her life. Kasi nga, I guess it's partly because she attracted it by having positive, by law of attraction nga. Or because she worked hard for it. Diba? It could mean things.
Hmm. Kaya nga yung lagi nating sinasabi, hindi naman lagi, but it's one of the things that we mentioned a while ago, right? Like, we do our best at the present state so that what we expect, like when we expect high standards for ourselves, we would meet that. So, it goes hand in hand, right?
Siguro, isa pa pala sa dinagdag ni Tisha kanina. These are expectations for herself pala. So, what she doesn't do is to expect a lot from other people. Hindi siya nag-expect sa ibang tao. Because she knows that people are fragile. People have, you know, fickle minds and would change their minds in, you know, in a snap. So, for her, hindi siya nag-expect sa ibang tao. Kasi, eventually, it would lead to disappointment daw. So, I guess yun yung safety net niya.
Mm-hmm.
For not being disappointed all the time. She has high expectations for herself, but lower expectations for other people. So, since tapos na tayo sa Mema lang, pasok na yan tayo sa Mars. Ito na nga. So, sino bang magsisynthesize nito? Lucy, feeling ko, well-researched ka.
Well-researched?
Oo.
Yes, tapos magdadagdag na lang kami.
Ayan. Oo.
So, ikaw na lang.
Mga langya kayo. Pero, I think, di ako prepared, char. Siguro, how do we synthesize this? I guess, we go back to our point a while ago that everyone, we are all at the process of something. So, when it comes to expecting for ourselves, mas tayo yung nakakakilala sa sarili natin. So, we set our expectations sa mga sarili natin base sa alam natin. Like, we consider ourselves at different levels. So, it's okay if you haven't come to that point na you can already draw a Mona Lisa painting because you're just starting out or stage one ka pa lang and whatnot. So, and at the process of that, learn to celebrate small victories. Like, please do celebrate that. Like, it's okay to set high standards for yourselves, but at the same time, you celebrate those small victories that you have achieved. Like yung sinabi nga ni Arno, when you look back at all of the things, at all of the processes and stages that you have been, you will be so happy because you've gone through a lot of those kind of things. And in terms of other people, like, ewan ko ah, di ko alam how we synthesize expectations from other people as well. But I think we should have safety nets as well. Siguro ako, toxic behavior ko na I'm expecting something in return because I'm exerting so much for the other person. Pero what we can only control is yung behavior or yung actions natin at the present time. We cannot force other people to really come up with that outcome that we want from them. And it's better to communicate as well kung ano yung limitations nyo than sa other person. Like, let each other know about each other's limitations. And then you talk about it. Like, if you're okay with those kind of limitations, then go for it. And please, 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 be honest sa limitations nyo. Like, be open-minded na, okay, ito lang yung kaya ko, so that you do not lead on other people as well.
Communication is key when expectations is for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And for yourself, ang dapat mag-focus is yung acceptable, mm-hmm. acceptable expectations. Yeah. Not really high, mm-hmm. not really low, but something acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Yung swak sa'yo. That's mm-hmm. what acceptable means.
Sabi nga sa akin dati ng mentor ko, kung meron pang 1% na pag-asang maabot mo yung ina-expect mo sa sarili mo, do it.
Yeah.
Huwag ka magdating yung isip. Kasi kahit ang maliit yung pag-asa pa rin yun.
Oh, very well said actually, Arnold. No, and it's good to have mentors like that, no, na tuturuan tayo regarding sa mga life lessons and of course yung wisdom na naipapamahagi nila. At the same time, when we grow up and when we go to their parang mapunta na tayo sa position nila, we are the ones who pass on the wisdom. Yes,
that's true.
So siguro meron na lang akong parting message na lang pala, kasi I think this is based on my experience. Dahil bilang perfectionist at control freak ako dati, I think until now, the pursuit of perfection isn't always going to lead you to happiness. And it would sometimes lead you to disappointments kapag di mo na-achieve yung perfection. So it's good to know that there are levels and there are smaller steps that you can take in order for you to get to your goal. And you have to know the difference between goal and expectations. The yeah. goal is,
you can set so many goals as much as you want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the expectations is the outcome that you think or you believe you will have as long as kaya mo siyang gawin. So anyway, yun. Guys, tapos na ating synthesis. So, tapos na nating i-summarize lahat ng aming mga share ko lang, mema lang, at of course, ang inyong mga stories din.
At syempre, mga ka-co-brain cells, di naman po pwede na takeaways lang natin ang ibibida-bida natin.
Yes, kasi alangan naman tayo lang ang bida-bida, no? Kaya naman, we encourage you, mga ka-neurons, na i-share ang inyong mga takeaways mula sa podcast episode na ito. Paano nyo siya i-apply? May nabago ba sa pananaw nyo? Nawindang ba kayo sa mga karupukan na narinig nyo?
Ayan, so paano nga ba i-share ng ating mga ka-neurons ang kanilang takeaways, comments, thoughts, reactions? So we only have two steps for that. First, if you haven't followed or liked our page yet, please follow us first. It's at Brain Cells on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So it's basically BR4INCELLS. Then next, just comment sa aming recent post or you could DM us.
Yes. So again, thank you for listening to our second episode of this month's series, Lessons Learned the Hard Way. Abangan niyo ulit kami sa aming episode or sa aming next episode next week, Wednesday. Muli, we are your Brain Cells. At ako ang inyong host na si Hillary, ang inyong green mommy talakera.
And I'm Brain Cell Lucy, ang inyong strong but softy independent brain cell.
And I'm Brain Cell Arnold, ang kuya yung brain cell niyong wanderer.
And lastly, I'm Brain Cell Landry, ang masungit na public servant who's trying to pass as an artist.
Please don't forget to follow us too on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, we are available on Podbean. Till next time, mga ka-neurons.
Bye!
Peace.